جی جا سوال کیے جا. All right, my kids today are all prepared and set. This is your host Vidya and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program that can give your children a real leg up in life. I want to share with you today a special news from Safari Kid. They're starting an absolutely new branch in Warm Springs in Fremont. And the Warm Spring branch is an after-school program. Let me give you the address first. It's 46292 Warm Springs Boulevard, Suite 670. That's 46292 Warm Springs Boulevard. But I think the more important number here is going to be the phone number. Let me give you, there are a couple of phone numbers associated with this. 510-573-1070. That's 573-1070. And the other number is 408-504-1965. 408-504-1965. Once again, this is a new after-school program franchise that's been opening in Warm Springs, Fremont. And let me give you a little taste of what the after-school program in Safari Kid is about, because this is I'm going to tell you about Warm Springs, and this is pretty much applicable to all the Safari Kid franchises. So, of course, they do homework assistance. They also do pick up and drop off from the school. So, it's super convenient for parents. But some of the things they cover in the after school program are just amazing. They, of course, do enrichment in math and language arts, reading, spelling, things like that. But they also do Common Core and GATE test prep. They do public speaking. There's chess club, creative writing. They teach Hindi and Spanish. There's drama, arts and crafts, critical thinking. Wow. That is an amazing enrichment program for your kids. So if you live anywhere in the Warm Springs area in Fremont and are looking for an after-school program for your kid, because I find that my daughter, when she was in an after-school program, she got her homework done, and when she was home, it was just relaxed and fun for all of us. So if you're interested in that after-school program, do be sure and check the Warm Springs program out. Once again, the phone number there is 510-573-1070. And of course, if you have they have an opening special going on right now for the registration fee. It's $50 off. So do be sure to call them to get some details, more details, and also to tour the facility to see what it's all about. Okay, so that's about Safari Kid. And I have to say, they sponsor our shows. Of course, I'm very grateful to them. But the fact that they sponsor this show on radio shows their approach to education, which is absolutely making it fun. So SafariKidUSA.com is the place to go to learn more about this program. They have multiple branches all over the Bay Area. You'll be hearing some ads about them during the break, so do be sure and pay attention to those. So that is about Safari Kid. The second thing I want to mention is our Facebook page, our Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. Please go and like it. I know it's a little bit of a stretch because, you know, it's your kids who are listening to the show, but you're going to Facebook and liking us on Facebook, liking our page on Facebook, just gives us the validation that we're doing a good job and we'd like to keep doing it. So if you have a minute, just go to the Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook and like us. We don't spam you with a lot of information, just more information, just pictures and information about upcoming shows and shows that have happened. We also have something called a musical showcase. We'll be actually playing one of those pieces today. So the musical showcase is our way of saying good job to all the kids in our community who are learning music. So what we do is we request parents to send us recordings of their kids, MP3s, WAV files, YouTube links. Send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And then we talk on the show a little bit about the child who's performing and as well as play their piece. This is just, as I said, our way of supporting music education, and all those kids who are working hard and practicing and learning music. It doesn't have to be Indian, doesn't have to be vocal. It can be anything, mix of anything. So, in fact, today I'll tell you a little bit more about the musical showcase piece we're going to play. And usually we play that during the second break. I would also like to invite budding musicians to come and visit our studio 11 to 12 on Saturdays and play live on air. That would be fantastic. So if you have a child who is up to the task and wants to come and experience what it feels like to play live on air, we would love to have them come on the show and do that. Once again, do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so that was all our information about the quiz show and about Safari Kid itself. We have three eager students, participants waiting in the studio with us today, and let's go and meet them. Our first contestant is Miles. Welcome back to the show, Miles. Say hi into the mic.
Hi.
So, Miles, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, one of my main hobbies is I like to run and bike a lot. And usually on Saturdays, me and my dad go like biking at Coyote Hills or somewhere in the Bay Area.
What fun! Coyote Hills is so beautiful. I miss it so much because I used to live here in Fremont and go to Coyote Hills nearly every weekend. So that's a wonderful thing you're doing. Do you get to see a lot of birds when you're there?
Yes.
I've seen some pelicans and cormorants and coots. So there are so many beautiful water birds that you can find in Coyote Hills. Have you actually ever seen a coyote?
No, not yet.
They don't live in Coyote Hills anymore, but they can be seen in some parts in the Bay Area. So Miles is in third grade?
Yes.
Which school is this?
I'm Miles and I go to Warwick Elementary School.
Warwick Elementary. Well, welcome to the show, Miles. So good to have you. And Miles, I think, has a wonderful way to bond with his dad. He goes biking and running. And good job, Miles' dad. All right. So our next contestant is Anika. Welcome to the show, Anika. She's also a returning contestant, so talk into the mic.
Every Saturday, I go to fencing class.
Ooh, I love that. Into the mic. I don't think people can hear you.
And
yeah, there you go.
My hobby is reading books.
Yeah? What are you reading right now?
I'm on the fourth book of Harry Potter.
All right. She's in third grade and reading the fourth book of Harry Potter. Awesome reading. Is it fun or is it getting like dark and like scary?
It's getting a little harder for Harry Potter.
Yeah, it is. It does get harder to read as they get to the... But you know, the funny thing is, let me tell you something. The book 7 is an easy read. It's only in books 4 and 5 that are a little bit of a stretch. So I'm so glad you're reading Harry Potter. Have you watched the movies as well?
Yes.
Have you seen all of them?
No.
Just you're reading and watching the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did that with my daughter too. Before you read the book, then you get to watch the movie. So that's really cool. So are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Watching movie 4? Yeah, that will be...
I already watched movie 4.
Oh, you already watched movie 4.
But we couldn't find the Goblet of Fire in the library, so my dad just let me watch the movie.
Let you watch the movie. But let me tell you something. Goblet of Fire is a way better book than it's a movie. The movie just tells you like 50% of what's in the book.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to have a lot of fun reading the book. Well, welcome to the show, Anika. So good to have you here. She's also in third grade in which
school? Maryhill School.
In which city?
In Milpitas.
All right. Welcome to the show. Our third contestant is a new contestant. Welcome to the show, Pranav.
Hi.
So have you ever listened to the show before?
No.
Okay. Now you're going to listen to the show? Yeah. So Pranav, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my favorite hobby is playing soccer.
Woohoo!
And on Saturdays... we usually go out on trips,
yeah,
like at our friend's house,
mm-hmm,
or somewhere far away.
So how often are you playing for a soccer team, or
yeah,
just play with your friends?
I play for a soccer team.
What? Tell me about it.
So our soccer team name is Sharks, and...
Are you good?
I think so.
Do you win a lot?
I only had one game since I was new to the team.
Okay.
So, I actually had 3 games
and?
In one day.
Ooh, really? That's a lot. That's a lot. So, did you win any of them?
I won 2.
Nice.
And... my other favorite thing is watching birds and looking at experiments that what I can do, like making crystals.
Ooh,
from water and salt.
A budding scientist. Do you know what a scientist who studies birds is called?
No.
He's called an ornithologist. So that would be cool if you could be one day a future ornithologist. Birds are so beautiful. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. So the kids have been given their categories a couple of days before. And today, just before we started the show, we did a little practice with the buzzers. I'll go over the rules one more time for the benefit of our new contestant. So you can see we've tried the buzzer, Pranav. So we have a buzzer so that everybody who buzzes in, the buzzer decides who buzzed in first and only that person gets to answer. But if they get it wrong, the question passes. And if the question comes to you as a past question, you can say pass, that you don't know at all. But if the question, if yours is the buzzer, then you have to answer. All right? And the question passes in an anti-clockwise direction. For the first person who buzzes in, if they get it right, they get 10 points. If the question comes to you as a past question and you get it right, you get 5 points. All wrong questions get minus 5. Ready to play? We have 3 categories, 10 questions each, a total of 30 questions, and a whole hour of fun. All right, our first category today is words beginning with M-A-R. M-A-R. All right, I from our little practice that we did before the show, these kids are super bright. So I think we're going to just zip through the categories today. Words beginning with Mar. Are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Miles, Anika, and Pranav. Awesome. Question number one. Place where you go to buy things.
Market.
Market. And into the mic, Anika. Okay. You're still very soft. 10 points to you. Ready? Small round glass ball with a design inside it. Small round glass ball with...
Mm-hmm. Amber.
Amber does not begin with M-A-R. Remember? We are still looking at words beginning... Hang on. You owe me minus 5. And now you don't have to buzz. Question actually passes to Miles.
Marble.
Marble. So he gets 5 points. Here you go. You owe me 5. Okay? Question number 3. Soft white candy you can toast over a fire.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow. Very good. 10 points. Question number 4. Aliens from the 4th planet...
Martian.
Very good. Good job, Anika. And again, I think I'm hearing it very softly, okay. So I'm guessing my listeners do too. Question number 5. Walking in a rhythm like an army does.
March.
March. Excellent. Question number 6. Side of a sheet of paper where you usually don't write.
Margin.
Excellent. Question number 7. Color that's a dark red...
Maroon.
Anika is prepared. Did you study?
Yeah.
Yes. Good job. All right. Question number 8. Kangaroos and koalas are this kind of animal. Okay, koalas, I hope I'm right. Kangaroos are this kind of animal. Kangaroos and wallabies are this kind of animal. How about that? Yes. Did you have an answer? Nope. Minus 5. Question passes to Pranav. Pranav, kangaroos and wallabies are this kind of animal. Remember, it's still words beginning with M-A-R. You got it? Too late. A little too late. Pranav, you have a guess? You have just 5 seconds. You can say pass if you don't know. That's
pass.
Okay. Pass. Okay, Miles?
Marsupials.
Marsupials. Very good. 5 points. Question number 9. Musical instruments that rattle when you shake them.
Maracas.
Okay, good job. Here you go. And last question in this category. Female horse.
Mare.
Uh-huh. It was Miles.
Mare.
Yes. Miles buzzed in first. All right, that's it. Okay, and now it's time for our listener question. This is for you guys, not the guys, kids in the studio. So, zip it. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. We're still in the category, words beginning with M-A-R. Here's our listener question. Fake butter. All right, let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Feedback. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is margarine.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is margarine.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Yash, and the answer is margarine.
Let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Karen from San Francisco, and the answer is margarine.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is Bargain.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and I think the answer is Marjion.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Harnaman, and I think the answer is Marjorie.
Thank you, Harnaman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is Marjorie.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritcha, and the answer is Marjorie.
What's your name again?
Ritcha.
How do you spell it?
C-I-V-I-T-S-A.
Vidisha?
Ritcha.
I still didn't get it. Wow. Okay, this is an interesting name, so I'm going to take the effort here. Tell me again what it's spelled. How it's spelled.
V-I-V-I-T-S-A.
V-I-V-I-T-S-A. Vivitsa.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a fabulous name. Thank you so much. And last call up for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Asha, and I think the answer is Marjorie.
Is that Asha?
Yes.
Welcome Asha. To the show, Asha. All right. So that was our first listener question. We'll have two more at the ends of categories 2 and 3. We're going to take a break now. It'll be Pranav's turn to pick the winner from all our correct answers. And when we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing, as well as who won our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Miles, Anika and Pranav. And they have just finished a rocking category, words that beginning with M-A-R, and they did very, very well. But before we see what their scores are, let's look at our first listener question. It was in the same category, words beginning with M-A-R, and we talked about, and the question was fake butter. Nearly everyone got it right. Margarine is indeed correct. For small pronunciation mistakes, I let it go, but the big ones, I didn't. So from all the people who answered correctly and pronounced it correctly, Pranav has picked the winner. Pranav, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Yash.
All right. Yash, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And put in the subject line, mention that is the January 24th show, listener question number 1. In the body, mention the question and the answer and some contact information for yourself. And please do it today. I had one mom write to us on Thursday for last Saturday's quiz, and that makes it really hard for Miss Anu to keep track. And, you know, if she's not doing all the winning, or if she's not sending out all the prizes by Tuesday, then she loses track of it because it's really hard. So all of you, please send in all the people who win our listener questions today, please send in your emails by today itself. Thank you. Okay, now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Miles, how many points do you have?
I have 40 points.
40 points. Anika?
45.
It's very close. And Pranav? -5, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? No biggie. My secret advice to you is to quickly buzz next time, because this is going to be a super easy round. And next, because I can see the kids today are very, very, very bright, and the next round is going to be very easy. So it's entirely going to be about buzzers. Okay, ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Miles, Anika, and Pranav. Yep, all buzzers are working. Ready? Where the category is places in a city. Places in a city. Honestly, this is so easy. It's too easy. But still have fun. Number 1. Where you would go to borrow a book?
Library.
Library. See, I told you, it's all buzzers. All buzzers, kids. Question number 2. Where you would go to buy breads and pastries and cakes?
Bakery.
Bakery. You want to give him? Thank you. Question number 3. Building where you deposit and withdraw money?
Bank.
Very good. Question number 4. Where you go to catch a plane?
Airport.
You can see how fast they are. I'm telling you, we're going to finish this show today in like 10 minutes and be done. They're so quick. Question number 5. Where you might go to pray if you're a Christian?
Church.
Yep. Sorry, Pranav, he's still beating you to the buzzer. Okay, question number 6. Where you might go to get your hair cut?
Barber.
Barber shop. Question number 7. Where you might go to see old artifacts and old things?
Museum.
Museum. Woo. All right. Question number 8. Where you might be sent by a court if you committed a crime?
Prison.
No, that isn't you. That is a prison is right. Jail would be even better. Question number 9. Where you might sleep if you're visiting from another city?
Hotel.
Hotel. Excellent. Question number 10. Building where you might go if you fall sick?
Hospital.
Hospital. Good job. All right. That was it. 10 questions. I could have done 10 more and finished it in another 30 seconds. All right. It's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's the question for you. So we're still talking about places in a city. Place where you can wash your clothes in coin-operated machines. Place where you can wash your clothes in coin-operated machines. Kids may not know this, but parents will. So, help them out. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Venus, and I think the answer is a laundromat.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is a laundromat.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aditya, and you would go to a laundromat.
Thank you. Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Asha, and I think the answer is a laundromat.
Hang on a second. I think I got your name wrong the last time. Is it Ashra?
No, it's A-S-H-I-R.
Ashir. There you go. Thank you, Ashir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and I think the answer is a coin laundry.
Thank you.
Or a laundromat.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is laundromat.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is laundromat.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is laundromat.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjit, and I think the answer is laundry shop.
Thank you, Damanjit. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is a laundromat.
Thank you, Sinchana. Sinchana was the last caller. I can still see the phone lines blinking, so please do call back for a third question that will come after our third category. Kids are doing really well. This is our musical showcase break, so I want to share with you what we are going to be playing today. This time, interestingly enough, we have someone from Bakersfield who is going to be performing. Her name is Khushi. She sang the song. The song's called When I Get My Name in Lights. It's from the musical Boy from Oz. And she won first place in the junior vocal category in the annual Search for Talent competition held in Bakersfield. So let me tell you a little bit about Khushi. She's very much into theater singing and musicals. She's 12 years old. She's in 7th grade. She takes lessons in Western vocal and Indian classical, clarinet and piano. What a super achiever. And she's a straight-A student who loves to read. So she was also selected to audition to be a part of Showbiz Kids, a Bakersfield musical theater program. And she was first place in her age group in the Search for Talent competition. Wow, what an accomplished musician. And you'll see when you hear this how confident she sounds. This is Khushi. Take it away, Khushi.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Savakija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Just before the break or during the break, you heard Khushi sing that fabulous Broadway song. It was so good. And more than the quality of her singing, a lot of us can sing. I really liked her style and her confidence. Khushi, very well done. Do send us other pieces that you've sung because you sing. I can see that you sing really, really well. And we're going to follow your career and see how you do as you get older and start performing professionally. That was really good. So thank you, Mom, for sending Khushi's piece to us. All you parents out there, if you have a talented kid whose musical performances you want to showcase, or even if they're just learning music and just starting off, but they're practicing hard and doing stuff every week, do send us their recordings to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, before the break, we asked you our question number 2. For places in the city, place where you can wash your clothes in coin-operated machines, the answer indeed was a laundromat. Pretty much everyone got it right. From all the correct answers, it was Anika's turn to pick a winner. Anika, who is the winner of our...
The winner is Murtaza.
Into the mic.
Murtaza.
All right, Murtaza, good job. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention today's date, Jan 24th, listener question number 2. In the body, mention the question answer and some contact information for yourself. All right, that was a very zippy round. Let's see how the kids did. Miles, how many points do you have?
110 points.
And what about you? Oh, really? Yeah, he ran away with that one. What about you, Anika?
75.
Into the mic?
75.
75. It's still anybody's game. Pranav yet has to open his account, but you know, this is the... He may be able to do it in our next category, which is African animals. But before we start, let's do a quick buzzer check. Miles, Anika, and Pranav. Awesome. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First question in our category, African animals. Pig relative with enormous tusks.
Warthog.
Yahoo! You did it. All right. Question number 2. That was Pranav. Question number 2. Animal with big ears.
Elephant.
Elephant. That was a good guess. I was going to give you some more clues. You didn't need it. All right. Question number 3. Large herbivorous mammals that like to spend most of the time in water, though they cannot breathe it.
Hippo.
Hippo. Very good. Excellent. That was Anika. Okay. Question number 4. Striped animals that cluster in herds. So... Mm-hmm.
Zebra.
Zebra is right. That was Anika. Good job. Question number 5. Small nocturnal monkeys with big eyes.
Bonobo.
No, that is not correct. -5 from Miles. Small nocturnal monkeys with big eyes. In fact, they're pretty much known for their big eyes. Anika, you have a guess? Or you can say pass. You know what? I'm going to actually have to look that up, so I'm not going to take points off of that. That was not my answer, but eyes do have big eyes. I just have to check with Google Uncle if eyes live in Africa. Okay? That was a good answer. We'll hold it. We'll check during the break. Pranav, do you have another answer?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. The answer that I was looking for was bush babies, but we are going to look and see if eyes live in Africa, because I do know that they have big eyes. Big eyes. All right. Question number 6. Desert animals that store food in their humps.
Camel.
Camel. That is Anika again. Question number 7. Super fast spotted animals.
Cheetah.
Cheetahs. Very good. Awesome, Pranav. Good job. Okay, question number 8. Close relative of humans, this intelligent ape.
Monkey.
No, that is not correct. I did say ape, -5. This intelligent ape, and by the way, now it's open for buzzer because I didn't finish the question. So Pranav and... Hang on, I haven't finished. Let me finish. So both Pranav and Anika can buzz in. Okay, let me finish the questions. Close relative of humans, this intelligent ape has been known to use tools to gather food. Now you can buzz. Intelligent ape has been known to use tools to gather food. It's a close relative of humans. And very, it's supposed to be very intelligent.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzees. Very good. 10 points. All right. Question number 9. Scary large reptiles that have been around since the time of the dinosaurs.
Crocodile.
Yep. 10 points. Good job. You know, did you know, Michael, that they've been around since the time of the dinosaurs? Amazing, huh?
I did.
Sharks and crocodiles. They've been around that long. Okay. Question number 10, last question. Animals native to Madagascar with long... Go for it. Go for it, guess. Okay. And so now, I didn't finish the question, so it's going to actually be open for buzzer for Miles and Anika. But let me finish the question. Animals native to Madagascar with long tails and large eyes, they use their tails as a fifth leg.
Lemurs.
Lemurs. Excellent. 10 points. And... that brings us to the end of our show for the contestants. Now it's time for a listener question. Let's give you the call-in number, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here's the question. What is the Swahili name, and Swahili is one of the African languages, what is the Swahili name for King of the Jungle? What is the Swahili name for King of the Jungle? A little clue. If you know your Lion King, you should be able to answer this question. What is the Swahili name for King of the Jungle? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Belita, and I think the answer is Simba.
What's your name again?
Belita.
Belita?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
D-E-L-I-T-A.
Delita, is it D for dog or B for boy?
B for boy.
Belita. Oh, welcome to the show. What a nice name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush from San Jose. The answer is Simba.
Thank you, Ayush. Ayush from San Jose is a spiritual cousin of Arin from San Francisco. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shivali and I think the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Shivali. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Venus, and I think the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Rhea. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is Simba.
Thank you, Rahul. Rahul was the last caller for question number 3. If you're still trying to call, missed out calling, call next week, because we're going to have another live show then between 11 and 12. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja. The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Miles, Anika and Pranav. And we have come to the end of our show for today. Let's see what happened with our last listener question. Our question was, what is Swahili, that's a language in Africa, for King of the Jungle? The answer was indeed Simba. And everybody got that right. And from all the correct answers, it was Miles' turn to pick a winner. Miles, who won our question?
Venus.
Venus. All right. Venus, make sure that when you write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, you mentioned that you won question number 3 in the subject subject of the email, along with today's date, January 24th, and in the body mention the question and answer. Alright, so Venus, Murtaza, and who was the first winner, Pranav?
Yash.
Please write to us today itself. Please email us today and let us know that you won today, so that Miss Anu can get the prize to you as quickly as possible. Okay, before we went on break, we had one question about a small nocturnal monkey with big eyes, and Anika threw me for a loop by giving me an answer called I-I. That's spelled A-Y-E. And I do remember the I-I having big eyes. So I decided to look it up and see if her answer would get her some points. So here's what I found out about the I-I. It is a lemur. It is not a monkey. But it is nocturnal and it does have big eyes. So that was a fabulous answer, Anika. But I can't give you points for it. So, but we learned something new, huh, Michael? I is a lemur, a nocturnal lemur that actually lives in Madagascar. So that was cool. So let's see how kids did in terms of points. Miles, how many points did you have?
130 points.
130. What about you, Anika?
115.
Oh my God, that was so close. That was so good. And Pranav got some points too this time.
10.
Awesome. All right. Pranav is new to the show and I've told him to come back. Because the other kids, having come to the show before, have a slightly unfair advantage. Because the more you come to the show, the more you participate, the better you get at it, especially in buzzing. And that is the secret to winning a lot of these games. So let's give a big round of applause for Miles. All right, good job. And a big round of applause to all the kids for coming and being part of the show. If you want to participate in the show, to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to reach us if you want to send one of your musical pieces to the show, or if you want to come and participate live on the show. I'm still waiting for that. Come on. Where are the adventurous kids out here who can come to the show with their musical instruments? Not your piano, but any other musical instruments, and be part of our show here. Well, you can always bring your iPad piano and play there and wow us. There's lots of electronic music that people love to do too. Any of your kids play an instrument that you can come and play here?
I play piano.
You play piano. Well, yeah.
I play a keyboard.
You play the keyboard. Bring your keyboard. So, keyboards are acceptable, but of course, we would love to have more musicians in the studio coming and playing with us. If you know of someone who plays a musical instrument, please do spread the word and let them know. And of course, like us on Safari Quiz Show, on Facebook, the Safari Quiz Show page. All right, so that brings us to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sava Kiye Ja.